whoever said it, we can give them the credit. We can't sit around and say, no, it's just politics is ugly. That's exactly what they want you to say. No, it's not good to talk about religion. That's exactly what they want you to believe. But that's what the high-level people that I'm around, that I talk to, or you're around, we want to talk politics. We want to talk business. We want to talk marriage. We want to talk parenting. We want to talk religion. We want to have these kinds of conversations. Yesterday, I had a nice 30-minute conversation with this YouTuber. His name is Dean. He's a Muslim guy. And, you know, I'm having a big Muslim debate end of September, and I'm bringing two Muslims and two who are against Muslims, and we're going to have a nice little conversation together in my in the podcast. I can't wait for that. You're like, oh, you, how were you able to pull these guys off the conference? It's a safe place. You can come. Let's talk. But we're having a conversation yesterday. I said, listen, man, you got your team Prophet Muhammad. I'm team Jesus. But I got to tell you something that we have to understand here together. We can sit and debate and argue the faith part all the time. Let's do that over dinner. And let's have a good time, you and I. No problem. But I'm going to tell you what I love about the fact that your faith, the people in your faith, you guys will not compromise your beliefs when it comes down to the way they raise you. It says, oh, not at all. Phenomenal conversation. I had this conversation with Habib last week. Nur Muhammad, the fighter, Habib. We had an incredible conversation about it. He's a Muslim. Dean's a Muslim. So what happens there is now, let me get this straight. Christians and Muslims unite? Nah, that's not going to happen. Ain't that scary if they do? That is kind of scary if they do. Exactly. Exactly. These are some of the things that's happening behind closed doors. Why I'm so optimistic about why the future looks bright. Because when you speak common sense and you break things down to the average person and you're willing to do the due diligence yourself, like somebody's watching this right now, say, you know what, screw this guy. No problem. I agree. Go do the research yourself and give your counter argument based on data. Go do it.
You're not scared of conversation.
I'm okay with that, brother. That's the whole idea.
It should be. You should never be scared. And if you're too scared of having that conversation, that means you really don't believe in what you believe in.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're going to be proven wrong. I was raised in a liquor store. And I'll never forget this guy was trying to... My dad yelled at this guy because he was trying to sell his EBT card for double the amount for cash. So he would go... Hey, to my dad, I'll give you this EBT card that has $100. Just give me $20 cash. And my dad yelled at him and says, get the fuck out of here. And my dad told me, he goes, a lot of people at liquor stores will do this because they'll take the government's money and profit off these guys wanting to go buy alcohol or drugs with it. And then literally that same day he took me and he goes, I want to show you something. And there was this man and woman and they lived in a one-bedroom apartment. I'm not lying. A one-bedroom apartment. I swear to you, but I couldn't believe it. There was five people living there. And I asked my dad, I go, why do they keep having kids if they can't afford it? He goes, they're getting kids because they're getting money. The government will give you more money the more children you have. And I was like, so these kids are sitting here. One has one sock on. One kid's starving to death. Nobody's monitoring what's actually happening in this home. And at a young age, when you see this, you realize the people that are in power and they're making these laws and they're making these rules, they don't care about the homes. They care about their home. Yep. If your home suffers for their home to be better, they'll take that. And the best trick that they ever did is the same trick that the devil did to Adam and Eve. They made their decision. They gave them fake options and doors that they think is going to take them to a better life, but it really just led you down to hell. And they make you choose that.
It's just, it's so sad. We're now in a time where we're so reckless about human lives and we're so reckless about our children. Because I feel like at least, you know, there was a point where, I mean, there's evil everywhere, you know, all around us. But for the most part, we're all on the same page with how children should be treated. Children are innocent. You know, you don't swear around children. You don't talk about certain things around children, right? No matter who you are. And now... it's just the complete opposite. And no, we need to tell them all these things because they need to know all this information so they can make their decisions. They don't know. You don't know what's going on when you're a kid. You
can't even comprehend it.
Yeah, you have no idea. When you're a kid, you're so influenced by everyone that's around you. You know, when I was a kid, I was absolutely loved pink and pink everything. But then I had one girlfriend who I was really close with and she told me that was too much of a girly girl for liking too much pink.